We are back in Indianapolis at the 2015 NFL Combine. I am John Schmelk. We continue to talk to Giants scouts, and now we're joined by Chris Pettit. And Chris, the Combine continues to grow and grow and grow. Everyone talks about all the big-name guys, but your job as a scout, it's not only all the guys that are going the first and second rounds, but the guys that are going to go on day three. Mm-hmm. Has that evaluation process changed at all on how you try to figure out which one of these guys in the late rounds can come in and help your team?
Well, I think over the years it's changed that we can evaluate those guys easier now with the technology. No one's really a sleeper anymore. It's hard to find a sleeper because you're going to hear about these guys more than you did in the past. And with the technology of being able to get the film and access to it, really there isn't, you know, those. Everyone's being evaluated at the same level. But those guys at the bottom end of the draft, you know, a lot of them are developmental guys and take some more time. And if you hit on those guys, you're going to have success in this league.
And a lot of those guys, Chris, are from smaller schools. Mm-hmm. So how do you guys go about trying to figure out whether or not these players can transfer their production from that lower competition to smaller school to the biggest stage on the planet, the National Football League?
Well, number one, when you're out there in the fall, you got to use your gut and you got to go with your eyes, trust your eyes and say, make your own evaluation. Can this guy step in and play at the NFL? You know, can he do that? But then you get the opportunity through the process of seeing him maybe in an all-star game against the higher level of competition. How does he hold up? Does the higher level scare him, or does he step right in and look like he's part of it? And then you can use the measurables that we'll gather here at the Combine and at Pro Days to kind of see how he stacks up, you know, with those guys, the higher level guys. But I'd say at the end of it, it really is just your gut in the fall saying, you know, trust your eyes and this guy can make it.
And, you know, college football continues to evolve. You go back to the early 90s, you got teams running the option. Nebraska, you know, they're running the ball 50 times a game. Now you got teams throwing it 60 times a game out of the spread, a different type of offense. The quarterbacks and receivers are all asked to do different things than maybe they'll be asked to do on the pro level. Mm. Has it become even more difficult to try to figure out how these players will then adjust to playing in that pro-style system?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, the offenses we're seeing now really don't exist for the most part in the NFL, so you're doing a lot of projecting. And you don't see the positions, we're talking about, you really, to find linebackers that, you know, we're looking for, we don't see them. And most of those guys are safeties, you know. It's kind of a lost position, and defensive ends are a lost position just because the spread offense has changed, you know, at the college level. For offensive linemen, you rarely see them in three-point stance anymore. And, you know, so, yeah, you got to evaluate. And, again, it's projecting, and you got to just hope you're right. You know, you got to hope you're right more than you're wrong. But it is. It's changed. The whole evaluation has changed. Even the time I've been doing this, which isn't as long as, I'm doing 10 years, and it's changed completely in that amount of time. But, again, though, you got to trust your gut, and hopefully you hit them right.
Chris, best of luck the rest of the weekend as you try to find some of the new members of the New York Giants in 2015.
Yes, sir. Looking forward to it. Thanks.
Giants scout Chris Pettit, we thank him for joining us on Giants.com. Stay tuned for continuing coverage throughout the weekend from Indianapolis.